the Ministry of Education says it faces a gap of 309.16 billion shillings for the next financial year, affecting implementation of the free and compulsory university and primary education program. Officials say 209.13 billion shillings and of the projected 518.29 billion shillings is currently available. And the issue was raised during the Parliamentary Education Committee being chaired by James Kuvereteria, where the ministry officials, including State Minister Joyce Moriko Kaduchu and the Permanent Secretary Dr. Kedris Turia Jinda, presented the 2026-2027 budget framework paper. They warned the funding shortages are delaying initiatives like university secondary education, recruiting of 2,100 primary teachers, and the construction of the teacher and staff housing. Fort Portal City Woman Member Parliament Linda Irene Mugisa said the funding should first complete existing university and primary projects before the new ones are added. Welo 2K East Member Parliament Julius L. Chon Boa urged the exploring loans and education projects similar to road and construction funding.